This week's honoree is a Mount Airy electrician who gives joy to those with disabilities through the power of sport.
People tie themselves up in knots trying to understand how to interact with people with disabilities.
That's Doug McCullough. He's an author and TEDx speaker, and for years, he's worked in logistics at Johnson & Johnson. But Doug is also differently abled, diagnosed with a form of muscular dystrophy called spinal muscular atrophy.
So I have, you know, difficulty getting up from a chair, walking on uneven terrain, doing stairs, and over the years, you know, continued, you know, to get weaker.
To stay as fit as he can, on most Saturday mornings from spring through fall, Doug drives 90 minutes from his home in central New Jersey to West River Drive in Philadelphia, all to take a simple bike ride.
You know, I can't ride very far on a hand cycle or on a regular tandem bike. It takes a lot of upper body strength to sort of hold yourself up.
And that's where this week's good soul comes in.
My friend Doug, for him, when we put him on the back of my tandem, we would take the back seat off the bike, roll the bike between his legs, put the seat back on so he would plop onto the seat, and then we would go for a ride. He didn't contribute much, but he enjoyed it a lot, and that's all that mattered.
That's John Simorowski. For 20 years, he's been Doug's riding partner. John owns a recumbent bike.
In the recumbent world, there are no rules. So there's short ones and long ones and high ones and low ones, and they're all different.
John adapted it so that Doug can ride. He's a dedicated adapted cycling and skiing instructor volunteer with Pennsylvania Center for Adaptive Sports. The nonprofit provides inclusive opportunities for sport and recreation with rowing, kayaking, climbing, and cycling programs and others.
The feeling of riding on a bicycle is liberating. Someone once described it as close to flying as you can get without leaving the ground.
His two favorite sports are skiing and cycling, and he doesn't think it's fair that people don't get to experience that just because of a physical or mental limitation. My name is Leah Wright, and I nominated my dad, John Simorowski, for the Good Souls Project because he is constantly giving back to communities that he lives in and works with. He's always instilled service in me, which is part of the reason I'm a teacher.
Leah teaches environmental science at a Philly charter school. She says her dad's decades-long dedication to helping differently abled people enjoy recreation is inspiring.
He's 70 now, and he continues to do physical activities with people who wouldn't be able to do it otherwise. And it's amazing to watch. My dad's a good soul because he genuinely cares about other people and he wants to be able to make people happy.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than 40% of people with disabilities are obese, and physical activity among disabled youth is four times lower than their non-disabled peers.
You're having such a great program and such a great volunteer such as John is really, you know, not an exaggeration to say life-changing and been a big part of me staying healthy and active over the years.
Doug, who's nursing a broken femur right now, says John created so many opportunities for him to enjoy life. He recalls how John helped organize a group of adapted athletes for the MS City to Shore ride.
For someone like me, you know, there's no way I can do 75 miles, but I can do maybe one leg. So you can imagine just the logistics of having, you know, multiple disabled athletes, shuttling them on and off and getting them to the next stop and vice versa.
We had such a great experience. I get more back out of it than I put into it. My life is so much better because of this.
It's because John actually enjoys all the logistics and the troubleshooting that it takes to create special bikes, trikes, and adaptations so that those with different abilities can have a good time.
I am a person who enjoys solving problems.
And it fits his personality. He's a professional electrician and owner of the Glenside-based Electrical Wizardry, LLC. Pretty cool name.
When you think about it, electricity is a lot like magic.
And he shared the magic, volunteering electrical services for various community events for years.
I have come to realize that my job is to make the world a better place.
And Doug says the world is a better place for him, thanks to John. And once his leg heals, he hopes they'll be back on the road. That's why he says John is a good soul.
Oh, 100%. Well, maybe 99%. Nobody's perfect.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls.